With snow blanketing them, members of the Massachusetts Nurses Association and others walked up and down the icy sidewalk Wednesday afternoon carrying signs saying protect patient safety. The union also started a petition calling on BMC leadership to take immediate steps to address what the MNA calls unsafe staff levels and a hostile work environment. Diane Romero has been a nurse at BMC for 3.5 years.
I feel my patients are unsafe because I'm kind of spread thin.
The MNA, which represents some 650 registered nurses at BMC, says the hospital has seen a 20% patient increase since North Adams Regional closed in March. The union says it got that number from BMC. Hospital spokesman Michael Leary says the figure is closer to 10%.
We know we have experienced a higher volume of patients since the closure, which we had expected would happen and which we planned for very quickly.
BMC owns the former North Adams Hospital, where it runs a satellite emergency center. The company has hired 47 registered nurses who used to work at NARH, 19 of whom primarily work at the Pittsfield campus. The rest work in North Adams. Leary says 27 additional registered nurses have been hired to work at BMC's Pittsfield campus in recent months. Romero says nurses are being told to increase unit turnover, something she says started after NARH closed because there are more patients.
If there's a lot of people in the emergency room, we're kind of told to kind of hurry it up, get them out any way possible, just kind of, we need the beds, you know, hurry, hurry, hurry.
BMC management denies using any bullying tactics toward any of its staff. The union also claims BMC is breaking a recently passed state law capping the patient-to-nurse ratio at 2-to-1 in intensive care units based on nurse discretion. Lee Miola has been a float nurse at BMC for more than a year.
And it's hard to take care of 5 critical patients, 6 critical patients, 7 critical patients, and give the time that each one needs.
BMC's Leary says the hospital is in full compliance with the ICU statute.
We absolutely emphatically deny any claims that we are not in compliance with the ICU staffing law.
Nurses say there is a lot of tension in the hospital. They say they are stretched too thin. Having worked at the hospital for 7 years, Judy Sharp serves on the MNA's BMC committee. She says union representatives recently met with BMC management.
We propose to them bringing in a neutral person or group that can help us develop guidelines, protocols to deal with these situations. Management listened, and they told us they would get back to us.
Pittsfield resident Robin Patel says she is grateful to BMC for helping her survive kidney failure, adding she's in the hospital every 10 days for migraines. She lent her support to the picketing nurses.
And they just want their patients to be taken care of. That's all they want. That's all they want, and I can appreciate that.
The MNA, which represents 100 former NARH workers, has consistently called for the restoration of a full-service hospital in North Adams. A state commission report found such a facility would be sustainable only if it receives federal critical access status, which NARH failed to receive in 2011. BMC has not decided whether to apply. BMC says the MNA's picketing is part of an ongoing agenda by the union's national affiliate, National Nurses United. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.